This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. There's something inside of us that wants to respond to God. Even atheists, people who say they don't believe in God, sometimes they're the people that cry out to God. Why? Because I believe God has put the knowledge of his existence in our heart. There was a writer by the name of Anne Lamott who, as she grew up, her dad was an atheist, and he forced her and her sisters and brothers to agree to a contract that when they were two or three, they had to understand that there was no God. And yet, this is what Anne said. Even when I was a child, she said, I knew that when I said hello, someone heard. She was meaning, of course, speaking to the divine, speaking to God. She knew that somehow God had wired an invitation in her heart to know him. So what were we made for? To know God, to know him. That's the thing that brings us joy and contentment more than anything else, and that's what many people will tell you. So God has made us to know him for this wonderful reason. There's a book called God is Closer Than You Think, written by John Ortberg, and he actually describes this impression that he had of Michelangelo's painting. You might know this painting of God and Adam on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. And he says, if you look carefully at the painting, you'll notice that the finger of God is extended towards the man with great vigor. He twists his body to move it as close to the man as possible. His head is turned towards the man. His eye is fixed on him. God's arm is stretched out. His index finger is extended straight forward. Every muscle there is taut, he said. Before Michelangelo, the art scholars say, the standard paintings of creation showed God standing on the ground, helping Adam to his feet, but not here. This is a God rushing toward Adam on a cloud, if you like, the chariots of heaven. God's being, he just couldn't wait. His hand reached out towards another person. That's what John Ortberg, how he describes that tremendous painting. So there it is, God reaches out to us. And of course, one of the ways that we know is through our conscience. You see, people are wired with this sense of what is right and wrong. We call it a code of ethics. Even as a child, I think you probably knew it was wrong to hurt somebody, and it was a good thing to help people. So your parents hopefully reinforced that particular moral code. Well, who actually gave you the moral code in the first place? Max Licardo, in one of his books, says, you aren't alone with your principles. Every culture has frowned upon selfishness. Every culture, he said, has celebrated courage, punished dishonesty, and rewarded nobility. He said there's a universal standard that exists. We may violate or ignore the code, but we can't deny it. Even people who've never heard of God sense that his law is within them. I like what Romans 2:15 says in the Message translation. There is something deep within humanity that echoes God's yes and no, right and wrong. Have a look yourself in Romans 2, verse 15. The Bible, yes, that has a tremendous statement. In 2 Timothy 3:16, it actually says, everything in the Scriptures is God's Word. All of it is useful for teaching and helping people, for correcting them and showing them how to live. So if you've tried to live by the principles of the Bible, you will admit it certainly works. It's almost like a handbook for life, because the Bible has got so many statements from God. It reveals his heart. It reveals his will. These stories in the Bible and the pages are there pursuing a story that God loves us. He wants you to know him. So think of Jesus, God's only son, who came for the purpose of making it possible for us to know God. You know, in the past they spoke through the prophets, but now God has spoken to us through his son. That's an amazing story, and I hope that you'll be able to know God. Thank you, dear Lord, that it is possible to know you. We stumble about, Lord, but you've given us so many signs. So help us, Lord, to connect to you today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.